This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here is Dave in Blaisdell on WBEN. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
I think it's a great day, but you can never give up the fight.
Absolutely. It's a great day for us at Cautile Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie as well. We were patiently waiting for this legislative move. It wasn't without a lot of consternation, but we were thrilled today to see a 10-1 vote in favor of this resolution opposing wind turbines in Lake Erie. It was really great.
I agree 100%. You said you were waiting patiently. You're the vice president of Cautile, Dave?
Correct.
And what is your last name, Dave? They didn't tell me.
Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N.
All right, so you're joining us now on the Trocare College WBEN live line. I just thought I should mention that. You've now picked up a little title there. Dave Adrian, vice president of Cautile. So you said it was a long wait. What were some of the things that can you talk about the process from beginning to end?
Well, this went hand in hand with our efforts to go to every town, village, and city in both Erie and Chautauqua counties to ask them to pass a resolution, similar resolution, opposing wind turbines in Lake Erie. It took the better part of a year last year, and we were successful by far the majority. Over 90% of the towns in both Chautauqua and Erie County passes similar resolutions, as well as the county of Chautauqua also passed one of these resolutions. So it was a matter of simply, for the most part, putting the information in front of these legislative bodies and giving them an opportunity to see what the potential hazards and downsides would be. I'm an aquatic biologist and fisheries biologist, and I'm also a fishing charter captain.
You must know Jim Hanley.
I do. He's a good friend of mine.
You must know Tim Wenger.
Yes. And Jim Hanley and I worked together on a lot of projects, and including some fishing work together. So, we've been able to convince the majority of these municipalities in both counties. And so to do this, we obviously wanted to have Erie County as well.
Sure. Did you have one, when I talk about the process, you said you've been waiting for a while, did you go one-on-one with each of the legislators, or did you meet with the Democrats and the Republicans in a group?
In both scenarios, as much as we could. We reached out to each, and some responded, others didn't. We did that same thing with as many of the City of Buffalo Common Council members as well. And so we have a presentation that we put together outlining the facts as we see them, and a lot of the potential downsides.
So bring us into the picture with the meetings and questions that came up, concerns that came up, because the breaking news is that today the Erie County Legislature has voted to oppose wind turbines in Lake Erie.
Yes, the most common reaction we got from the respondents from our meetings was that it's just simply common sense. We did not see a huge amount of separation along political lines on this. Most politicians, whether they were near the lake or further away from the lake, saw the logic in it, and it was fairly easy to get far and away the majority of municipalities to pass this. So from the county legislature standpoint, we had a similar initial reaction. And then there was some consternation from the Democratic side of things, where they wanted to rethink their vote. And so it was sort of tabled for a while in committee. and allowing them time to go over it and maybe rethink where they stood. And to be honest with you, we were, you know, pleasantly surprised with the results of the vote today. Not that we ever expect anything, but we just weren't sure. So we were really pleased when we did see the positive vote.
Who was the one lawmaker who voted in favor of wind turbines in Lake Erie?
You mean against?
Who voted? You said it was a 10-1 vote to oppose the wind turbines. Who was the one who said, right, I don't want to oppose them?
I'm sorry, I don't have that person's name right in front of me.
Well, somebody's going to know. Sorry, didn't mean to throw you a curveball there on News Radio 930 WBEN. Sure. So as you're having these discussions with members of the Erie County Legislature, who, again, this is breaking news, voted 10-1 to oppose wind turbines on Lake Erie today, what were some of the concerns or some of the arguments made in favor of the wind turbines that you had to overcome?
Very often it was the push from more from the big picture, Albany's legislation, green push towards alternative energy at basically any cost. We were, of course, encouraged with the results of the NYSERDA report, two of them that came out opposing or at least having serious concerns about wind turbines in Lake Erie. But the big push has always been from, this bigger overall legislation pushing for it.
NYSERDA, for those who don't know, NYSERDA stands for?
New York State Energy Research and Development Authority.
Okay, so they're the big fish, no pun intended, in this situation. But, here's one of the problems, and I alluded to this just a moment ago. It is that there is this tremendous push from Albany for the big green scam, and it's not going to go away in our lifetime. So even no matter what NYSERDA says today, no matter what the Erie County Legislature says today, at some point in the future, Dave, and maybe we're going to be here, maybe we won't be here, I just have a sneaking suspicion that like snakes or a spider in wait, they're going to just put things off until the opportune moment where they can sneak this through somehow.
Right, and as long as the subsidies are in place, we'll see that same sort of push. We were recently very encouraged at the federal level to see a presidential order putting a pause on some of the wind projects off the East Coast, and to the point where we've reached out to the president and also to the EPA with Lee Zeldin, who met with us when he was running for governor and agreed with our premise and said that if he was to be elected governor, he would sign a bill banning wind turbines in Lake Erie. But we've made some headway there, but on a federal level, our goal is to push for ultimately for no wind turbines in all the Great Lakes, seeing that that should be an EPA-based decision. We're making some headway, but that would be our next big push, is to see if we can do it on a federal level.
I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, I know that there are some international treaties regarding the Great Lakes, but there's also the 10th Amendment, and there are issues. I guess there would be jurisdictional issues over the federal authority regarding issues such as that. It kind of seems now as though it's almost a joint authority in terms of who has jurisdiction over the lakes. They've already built wind turbines in a number of places, including off of Cleveland. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. We have, I think, some great news today. Breaking news today. We promised we'd keep you updated on this story, and that's exactly what we are doing. If we say something, we're going to do it, unless something comes up where we can't. But the Erie County Legislature has voted 10-1 to oppose wind turbines on Lake Erie. Michael Kushoian is the legislator who voted in favor of the turbines. So, Dave, we were talking about the arguments that you were making. The one lawmaker was not convinced, but a 10-1 vote, Republicans and Democrats actually coming together on something. There had to be perfectly good reasons for this bipartisan support.
Yes, as I said, I think for the most part, we get a common sense reaction from most of the legislators that we deal with, even on the far micro level, all the way up through the congressional level. It seems as though it just makes sense, and most people are not in favor of it. If there's a technical argument, we tend to focus on water quality, that the fact that 11 million people get their drinking water from Lake Erie, and there's concern specifically that the disturbance of what are now contaminated sediments in the bottom due to zebra mussels, where the suspended chemicals that were in the water column eventually made their way down to the bottom with the help of zebra mussels. And while they're there, don't pose a specific threat unless or until they get disturbed. And this certainly, this sort of project with potentially up to 100 wind turbines from the Lackawanna area to the state line would be placed 0.68 miles apart from one another. The potential is there, you know, to disturb those sediments and suspend them. And we've got westerly to easterly prevailing currents taking that water to our water intakes. And although we don't know, we don't have evidence to prove that this would happen, it's our concern that it would. And to date, we had seen no evidence, no studies indicating that that wouldn't be a problem. So that's where we, our sort of effort has focused, the impact of our drinking water.
The impact on our drinking. I mean, I think it's very important to note that in previous shows, it has been brought up, the idea of plunking down these giant concrete bases of support for the wind turbines is going to have some sedimentary disturbance associated with it. And also the cables leading from the turbines themselves onto dry land, the implantation of those cables into the lake bed is also going to stir up sediment. That is the theory, and frankly, I can't see any argument against it.
Correct. Right. You did mention...
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you're the expert, man.
You did mention the Cleveland issue. That was the icebreaker project. There were no wind turbines installed there, as there have been none in any of the Great Lakes and any fresh water except for over in the Netherlands. And the impact, so there is no evidence to suggest right now that there's a precedence set for wind turbines in water. And that's one of the big reasons that everybody is suspicious of its impact. In Canada, the issue there has been a direct conflict with the gas wells that are already in place in the Canadian zone of Lake Erie, for instance. And they have what I believe is a resulting moratorium, preventing them from moving forward with wind turbines. They, however, have them on the terrestrial side of things, 3 to 15 miles from shore. And you can see them from the American shore, which makes the point about visibility and aesthetics. From our shore, we can see the Canadian wind turbines on their Canadian shore. And so the argument at one point was, oh, you won't see them. So it's called viewshed. And when they did, when NYSERDA did viewshed studies, they did sort of mock-ups and renderings and indicating that we would see them at 5 miles from shore and 10 miles from shore. But we all know we would see them even if they were on the Canadian shallow water adjacent to the Canadian shore, because we can see the wind turbines on their shore. So we've brought this up to the IJC. And they said they were
international, the International Joint Commission, which has authority over the lakes.
Right, at least to some degree. And they were surprised by it. They said that they had not heard about it, but they were going to look into it. We have not heard from them since. So we'll take it upon ourselves to know that we'll have to sort of do this ourselves, I think.
Very interesting. Dave, you mentioned at the top that you are basically, you're an expert on fish and maritime critters, correct?
I'm an aquatic biologist and a fisheries biologist, correct. I do pond and lake management for a living.
No. Okay, that's a very interesting living, I might tell you. Pond and lake management, I find that to be fascinating, unusual, but maybe not so much as I might think. But the science, is there, what kind of scientific evidence is there to support or support the postulation that wind turbines in Lake Erie, forget about the birds for a minute, would have a detrimental effect upon the marine wildlife, which has just re-flourished since the period of the late 60s, early 70s, when we had bodies of water catching on fire.
Right. I mean, the existing data would reflect those wind turbines in saltwater situations. So, as you can imagine, there's a strong push to stop the construction of saltwater wind turbine systems as well. And so the pro-turbine people will say, look, there's a great opportunity for any structure to attract fish and create, you know, artificial reef structures. Well, that's all well and good, and in theory, that would be true. The problem is, from what we understand, is that there will be no-go zones around each one of these wind turbines, 1,500-foot in diameter no-go zones, which would prevent anybody from even accessing this potentially improved fish habitat. Not only that, but recreational traffic, navigation from commercial vessels and so forth would prevent, you know, that sort of issue. From a standpoint of impact, there are questions about what would happen with currents and in the ocean, of course, tide action, and how that might affect thermal distribution of water and preferred habitat, you know, for fish in that scenario. Larval fish traveling throughout Lake Erie, for instance, walleye, which are a huge game fish issue in Lake, you know, in Lake Erie. Their impacts on migrations, which are typically occurring from west to east, you know, every single season, and how that might impact things. The bird issue is a big thing. Lake Erie is known as a huge migrational path from north to south and from south to north every year. So there's been a lot of studies indicating the potential mortality impact of a lot of different species of birds. We've spent a lot of money and a lot of time trying to develop our bald eagle populations again. And it's known for a fact that, you know, the impact on a blade that's traveling at 200 miles per hour as it spins is not something that can be easily detected by a big bird of prey and so forth. So mortality is not only documented, but it is allowed to some degree, with the terrestrial versions of these wind turbines. They are licensed by the EPA, Fish and Wildlife Service. And in recent years, that number of individuals that were allowed to be taken, killed by the wind turbines, that number was lobbied to be increased, and it was. So they get fined after a certain number of birds have been killed, and that number has now gone up. So they're sort of acknowledging that, yes, we are going to be killing bald eagles. If we, if you or I were to do that, the impact would be, obviously, legal impact would be much more significant.
When we were growing up, I'm not sure how old you are, but when we were growing up, the idea of seeing on anything like a regular basis the American bald eagle and in such numbers as they're now viewable to birders and many others in Western New York would have been unthinkable to have this kind of an American bald eagle population. Or, as I mentioned, the osprey is another critter that has come into the area. And Dave, I'm going to get on to some other people, but I want to thank you very much for your time, and make sure that your membership knows we're talking about this, because I want to find out what exactly this all means. My final question for you, Dave, before I let you go, is, so the Erie County Legislature, and this is why we're talking about this today, the Erie County Legislature has voted 10-1 to oppose wind turbines on Lake Erie. What legally does that do? What are the benefits of this? Why was this important for the legislature to go on the record?
It's all about consensus. This legislation in itself has no quote-unquote teeth. It's all about demonstrating to the powers that be in Albany and on the federal level that there is a clear and very substantial consensus in Western New York that there is no support whatsoever for wind turbines in Lake Erie. And so by demonstrating this, we intend to take this to Albany to show the governor that the pending legislation from Senator Borrello, from David DiPietro and others, and also Nick Langworthy, trying to take away the subsidies, that we have support for it, and we're going to ask directly by showing these maps of you know how many people are impacted, that it is clear that there is a consensus, no support for wind turbines in Lake Erie.
Dave Adrian, Vice President of Quartile Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your time in the Trocare College WBEN Live Line, and we're going to, I'm sure, hear from some of your other members today, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Tom, for all your help. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, this is obviously a passion point with me. I think I've made that abundantly clear. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Did the legislature do the right thing? Do you support the legislature of Erie County in voting to oppose wind turbines in Lake Erie? It was a 10-1 vote. When's the last time they voted 10-1 on anything? Here is Patty in Orchard Park. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. Well, the day took a pleasant turn.
It sure did. It's very pleasant for Quartile. We were at the Erie County legislative meeting today, and they brought the resolution up, and it was voted on 10-1. And you ask my vice president, Dave Adrian, you had asked him who that one person is, and it was Michael Kushoian, and he was a legislator that was the no vote on that. But everyone else, 100%, they're right behind it. They see the merit in protecting our lake, our environment, our drinking water, the cost. There's so much to it.
Now, presuming that you were you in on the meetings between members of your organization opposing the wind turbines in Lake Erie and the members of the legislature of Erie County?
Yes, both.
Okay.
We had approached the Erie County Ledge. We had meetings with the individual legislators, some phone conferences on both the Democrat and the Republican side. And some of them were a little hedgy and didn't give us an answer right up. So today we were a little bit nervous going into it because we didn't know how that vote was going to go. And much to our excitement and surprise, it was 10-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's really amazing. Now, Patty, do you have a position with Quartile Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie?
Yes, Tom, I'm the president of Quartile.
Oh, and give us your last name. I don't usually ask callers for the last name, but Patty, what is your last name? I think we may have spoken before.
Yes, we have. Meckes. It's also in the email that I sent over to you.
Oh, okay. I've been kind of busy talking to you guys, so I haven't had a chance to really check in with email. My apologies. So on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, Patty Meckes, the president of Quartile, Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie. What were, just out of curiosity, amongst those you needed to convince without Luca Brazzi's aid, what were their concerns, their biggest issues with going on record opposing the atrocity of wind turbines in Lake Erie?
Well, today was just a quick vote, so nothing was stated just why they voted yes or why that was a no vote.
I mean, during the meetings you had with legislators who might have been hesitant, why were they so?
Well, they were New York State with their green energy and their initiatives to be carbon free by 2030, 2040. That's been uppermost in their focus. And so to stay in the alignment of New York State, they want to vote on that way of thinking. It was up to Quartile to really educate our legislators about the dangers of the wind turbines and the disruption of the lake bed and the killing of the birds, the migratory fly zone, the fish we eat, and the water we drink. The water we drink is utmost importance. I mean, let's face it, Coca-Cola cannot make pop without water. The breweries cannot make beer without starting with clean drinking water. So it was up to Quantile to educate our leaders of just what it's all about.
The president of Quantile is with us, Patty Mekas. Quantile stands for Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie. It may be one of the longest acronyms I've ever had to recite endlessly, but she's with us on the Trocare College WBEN live line. Patty, we're talking about some of the concerns about which you had to educate the Erie County Legislature, which voted 10-1 today opposing the wind turbines in Lake Erie.
So, yes, not only the Erie County Ledge, but we've approached Senator George Borrello and Assemblyman David DiPietro, and they both have bills that are in Albany for bills that are written to protect us against the wind turbines. If you go to the legislative site, you'll be able to look up the exact number. I don't have it in front of me right now, but just look under legislature, Erie Assemblyman, or Senator, and it will direct you right to the bill. One of our major concerns, and this was introduced last year, a senator from Westchester County, his name is Senator Pete Harkham, put in a bill that wanted wind turbines, and his bill had a pilot program to have several wind turbines put into Lake Erie just to do the study to see what it was all about. And if he got a co-sponsor on that, that bill could take place and the action could start within 6 months. So Quantile became very hyper on this. We gathered all of our forces and Senator Borrello and Assemblyman DiPietro have introduced these bills to protect us against these wind turbines.
Well, I know Tanner is trying to get a hold of David DiPietro from the New York State Assembly, and I'm not sure if we've made any progress on Senator Borrello, but I mean, what we're talking about today is local as far as Erie County and the situation in Albany. And again, I hate to say this, Patty, but you've got DiPietro and Borrello, and they're up against a tidal wave of so-called progressive Democrats. And if you put the word green in front of anything, they're going to go for it. They might actually go for green deportations of illegals, I think, if they phrased it the right way. But that's another story. But, you know, obviously, you know, we'd like to talk to those guys. I mean, it's not like 100% necessary that we do, but it would be a nice bonus for the show. And I know Tanner has been working on that. So that's all cool in the gang. So, Tanner, you can add State Senator George Borrello with a B as in Bravo to the list, along with Assemblyman DiPietro. So, Patty, for the life of me, I can't. First of all, question number one. I've said this a number of times, but it needs to be said again. At the end of the day, like so many other things in life, you have to look at the money. Consider the money. Who benefits from wind turbines in Lake Erie, and how do they benefit? Patty, you want to lay out the scheme here?
Well, who they're going to benefit, maybe those wind companies that are putting these wind turbines up. And without the subsidies from our government, from our federal subsidies and from our state subsidies, these wind companies would not be doing this on their own. So it's our taxpayer money that is paying. Our tax money is subsidies that are going to these wind turbine companies. That's who's going to benefit. Who is going to be up against holding the bag is our citizens that live right in Erie County along the lake, and our counties that receive water from Lake Erie. 11 million people get their water from Lake Erie. So we will be the losers if this is passed. Now, is there an active turbine project for Lake Erie? No, not right now. And that's why Quantile is proactive. There's no sense throwing money at something when it's not going to work. And this green energy is a thing of the past. It's been done in Germany. They've had wind turbines for over 20 years. It's tried and it failed miserably. So they're getting away from it, and there's no sense that Erie County or New York State should even be considering it, or for any state in the whole union, they should not be considering this old technology. And like I said, if it wasn't for the subsidies, this would never happen. Going up on the congressional level, our Congressman Nick Langworthy, he also put a bill out that would stop the federal subsidies for these wind companies. And if we stop these subsidies, we will stop these turbines. And going up a little bit higher, President Trump said these wind turbines are bad. It's a bad idea, and he shut them down. He did an executive order at the beginning of the year to stop those turbines on the East Coast.
Well, I'm just hoping that these executive orders are changed into codified law by the House and the Senate, and then signed as a law by the president. Because executive orders come and go with administrations, laws are a little bit more difficult to strip from the books at the whim and caprice of a given politician's ideological bent.
I agree with you completely. It does need to be a law. And our ultimate goal in all of this has been stop the wind turbines. And we need to protect our Great Lakes, just like they were a national park. So
yes.
If we make a law that stops this, we will protect our Great Lakes.
Patty, that may have been the most brilliant thing anybody has ever said on any program we've ever done about wind turbines on the Great Lakes. We need to regard. May I steal it, Patty, and claim that I invented it myself? Would you allow me the plagiarism? Okay, I'm going to steal it. I'm going to say I thought of it. Okay, so here's what you have to keep in mind. Our Great Lakes, ladies and gentlemen, need to be protected and have the same sanctity as our national parks. Bingo, zoom, zap. Absolutely. I just came up with that. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Sorry, Patty, yes, I have clearly no shame.
Sure. You know what? And President Trump, if he can change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, he can protect our Great Lakes as a national park. And he would be proud to have that designation.
But can he change sewer rent into pumpkin pie? That's the big question. Sorry, a little Pulp Fiction reference. Patty, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Thank you for laughing. I'm glad you got that one from Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson. Thank you, Patty. 803-0930 is the phone number. Patty Mekas, president of Cautile on the WBEN Trocare College live line.